Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Kell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trux. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Krahosky. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Carrasquel moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Fain steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cal. Abrams reaches second base with a double. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser takes first base on ball four. Dick Krahosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Abrams moves to third. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux bunts in front of the plate. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Rivera trying to get to home. Stevens throws to Murray, who tags Rivera for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman spins and fires to second, with Bride Wesser covering, and Carrasquel is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bride Wesser fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Abrams bunts towards third. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Bride Wesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bride Wesser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bride Wesser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abrams moves to second. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Abrams moves to third. Bride Wesser moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Abrams scores. Bride Wesser scores. Mealy moves to third. It's White Sox, 2, Orioles, 2. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-0 in the game. Trux strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing left field. George Kell now playing right field. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a line drive into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bridewesser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krahoski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 1 in the game. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields it and throws to home to get Michaels. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Rivera scores. Trux moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trux scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Manny Minoso now playing right field. George Kell now playing left field. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fridley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Kell moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Michaels moves to third. Lawler moves to second. It's 8-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Michaels tags and scores. Lawler tags and moves to third. One out. It's 9-2, White Sox. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0-for-2 in the game. Trux hits a fly ball into center field. Abram settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lawler tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-2, White Sox. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Willard Marshall now playing right field. George Kell now playing third base. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields the ball and throws to Trux covering. Safe. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Luke Ridlow. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Abrams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Young scores. Murray moves to third. It's 10-3, White Sox. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray scores. Abrams moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-4, White Sox. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-3 in the game. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young misplays the ball. That's an error on Young. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Murray and he is safe. Fox steals second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bliska fields the ball and throws to second. Breidweiser drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Breidweiser. Fox scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 11-4, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. he's got one RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mealy strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fridley hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Murray and he is out, Bridewesser applying the tag. One out. Virgil Trux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trux is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trux hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blisca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney pinch hits for Mike Blisca. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.